join the conversation.
Email sarahk@capetalk.co.za.
It's 9:44, which means that it's time for our weekly music segment. And I gave you a little throw forward to who we could expect on the show when we mentioned in our top picks that there is a gig happening tonight that you need to go to. And the performer of that gig is one Kino Lee, wearer of many hats, of course, singer, actor, voiceover artist, radio person, Naledi Award nominee. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Also one third of the vocal group, the Black Ties. But this morning we're talking music because, as I say, he's at the Roxy Review Bar at Grand West for Winter Warmers. Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm good. This is nice.
Yes.
In person, please, and thank you.
What a great way to start my Saturday.
Hey. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
It's better than the phone.
Vicky spoke to me yesterday and she was like, are you coming in? It was almost like a surprise. And yeah. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I think I am. She was like, oh, lovely.
It's a great impression of Vicky, and also true. Well,
no, I wasn't trying, but...
because we are still in a kind of... We went for so long without people coming in, and it was rubbish, to be honest. We don't like it. We like people to come in. We like to touch you. But we do, you know, we like to see you, we like to, and so now the novelty is, it's like, oh, people are actually coming in. What's been going on since last we spoke?
Wow,
which
that
was
is
about, a, we last spoke about a year ago because you were our profile guest.
Yes.
We were talking about Barakat, we were talking about...
Yes.
That other thing where you dress up as a woman.
Decentrum. Yeah. I was very impressed. You had a live read early on and you just threw Bucky in there. You were just like Bucky. You didn't even like stumble or nothing. Well done there.
Bullying. What's been going on for you?
I've been quite busy, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have a 6-year-old, so that keeps me going. In more ways than one. And other than that, I still sing quite a lot. The Black Ties are active again, thank heavens.
Thank heavens.
It took a little while to get us back up and running, but we are, I would say, about 60% of what
really?
We were at before, which
yeah.
is great,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
in
yeah.
comparison to nothing. It's
sure.
it's a heck of a lot better. And then, obviously, I do a hang of a lot of voice work.
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of my time just alone in a room staring at a screen, speaking for other people.
Yeah, it's being a voiceover, you know, I do a bit here and there, and it's a funny old gig,
yeah,
isn't it?
Very strange sometimes.
Yeah, it is a funny old gig. Must I do it again? Must I smile this time? Do you want me to slow? Oh, younger. You want me to, younger. Okay. There's a lot of that, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of one ear off, one ear on.
And it's such a technical thing. People don't really understand.
No, yeah.
And I also do a lot of dubbing. So ADR, which is automated dialogue replacement. So
for whom and for
what? So many different companies.
Like for TV shows.
Yes.
Like those Turkish TV shows
yes.
that my mother-in-law's obsessed
yep.
with.
I do very, very, like a lot of those.
Do you?
Yes, I also do like some Korean and Chinese things, and but that's into American English, you know. So, like, that's what I have to do.
Like that keynote.
And then now, weirdly enough, I'm working on a Turkish TV show,
right?
That's being dubbed like, but for international consumption, into RC British.
Go on.
Well, I'm terrible at it, so
well.
So the director has to be in there all the time, and I sort of sound like Roger Moore, you know. I sort of just put it in there, and it's somewhat posh, isn't
that
it?
That is extraordinary. Can I just say that as a country, we're not great at the words. Anyway, South English accents, no. My other half, and now my daughter. Which I took a shoe both with them this week. She's got a very South African accent.
Okay.
She walked in the other day and she went, totally ripping it out of me and went, hello, mummy. Like, and they mock me. They mock my accent, the two of them. And the two of them are cracking up. And then she says, and because we spend a lot of time walking around the house going, hi, Bo. And also, you know, granddad also. And she went, hi, Bo. And I'm like, how am I being mocked by this person who contributes nothing financially to my home.
Rent-free.
Rent-free living.
I don't get it.
I'm being mocked under my... And it's fascinating to me that she's picked up that I don't sound like Daddy.
Yes.
Or Ma. That I'm the odd one out in the fact, and the accents around her are not. It's interesting to
me. It's amazing how kids, they pick these things up. My son, for a little while, had like an English accent because he was watching Peppa Pig. He would be like, Daddy. I was like, what? You know, you live in Woodstock, eh?
Amazing.
You know you live in Woodstock. Daddy, can I have some water?
Isn't that funny? My friend had the same thing with her kids who just watched incessantly American stuff and they, oh, it used to irritate me. You're from Kenwyn!
I tell you a quick a 30-second story. I met this guy came in with a realtor into my flat. They were assessing the apartment for the owner. And he's walking through and I could hear there was an American accent, but underneath there was a distinctly Cape Town brown accent that slipped through every once in a while. But it was very well disguised. But because that's what I do, I could pick it up. And then he slipped with the word corner, which is very difficult to change for Cape Town. So he was like, so where's the store? You said it's like down the road and then you turn left on the corner. I was like, oh! It was like brown Tourette's just showing up. It just like slipped in there. Like, ah, corner.
What? What was his story?
You know, he'd gone, you know, some... It's like people... Cape Townians who support the All Blacks. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. It's 2022.
Don't message in. There's only 9 minutes left.
No, but
the views of Keno Lee are not the views.
They'll go to the States for like 6 weeks and do like a work holiday and come back with a full-on accent.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually what had happened to him. He'd been there for like a year and he came back and he had a full-blown American accent.
Don't you find, you're a musician, singer, don't you find though that, and I don't, and I used to sing a little bit, but I've got an ear, so I find, and there's some accents that I find penetrate their way into my brain.
Yes.
Australian is one of them. If I talk to an Australian friend, she thinks I'm taking the mickey because my accent slips
It'll
into
change.
That. Even here, I met somebody the other day and she said to me, and it was really funny, and I guess I have got quite a distinctive voice and, I, you know, face for radio and all that. So when I'm out and about, no, but I mean, as in, people don't recognise my face, but very often if I'll be, you know, in a queue and I say something and people will go, you're Sarah Jane King. And I go, how did you know that? And they're like, well, because you've got a really distinctive voice. But then I was speaking to somebody the other day and she said, you sound a lot more South African than you do on the radio. And I thought, that's a reflection of your accent. She's very Joburg, this person. Mm. And I thought, that's because in conversation with you now, my ear
has changed.
Has changed. In
my, yes. No, I get that.
Yeah.
There was a... I don't know if you've ever met this gentleman. His name is Akin Omotosho. He's a film director. He just released a...
Is he a very big, very gorgeous, tall black man?
Nigerian man.
Yes, I do know exactly who he is. Yes.
So Akin... was in third year at varsity when I was in first year, and he directed me in a couple of things, and he's got this really strong,
very
like, it's sort of a South African but
also
still got the Nigerian
very
in
much
it.
So yeah,
and I promise you, for like 2 years after I met him, I spoke like Akin, because I thought it was cool, and I was just walking around speaking to people like, bro, what's up with you? It's like, this is how I talk now. This is it's like people like, stop, it doesn't suit you, you look silly.
This is how I talk now. We need to talk
what
about
do you
the
mean
we can't just sit and do accents for 20 minutes.
We
really can't. If you're just tuning in and wondering how many people are in that studio currently, it's just us and Obi. It's just me and Keno Lee, who is performing tonight. I want to tell people now, if you want to get tickets, where is it? Where
you can go to Quicket.
Quicket.
Yes. If you find my socials, I'm Keno Lee on all of my socials. It's in my bios. It's on my stories. It's everywhere. I've been posting
everywhere.
It all the time. So.
Quicket. Roxy Review Bar tonight at Graham West. Winter warmers.
Yes.
What will you be warming us with this winter, please, sir?
You know, when they approached me to do the show, I was just like, I'm just going to sing songs that I really like and some songs that some people I think would really like. So it's just music that I feel like will warm you up from the inside out. You know, just
What do you like? What will you be doing that you like?
I'm doing some of my own music, which I don't always get to do.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing like Your Man. I don't know if you know Your Man.
I do know it. We've got it.
I've got a newer song called Things We Do. And then there's a single that I'm releasing the beginning of next month, which is very shortly.
Monday.
Yeah, called
First Hold, of August, my birthday. Hold,
so it's in the process of being like mixed and mastered. It's called Hold On, and it's a ballad. And I haven't released a ballad in like 10 years. But it was just like, I wrote it and I really enjoyed it. And I'll be singing it tonight, sort of for the first time with a band. And so it's really exciting for me because I don't always get to sing my own music. I sing with the Black Ties a lot. So when I get opportunities like this, you know, it's just that I just want to have fun, you know.
Do you get a different vibe performing your own music than doing a cover? Is it a different feeling?
I think for me, it's always great to sing my own music because, you know, a lot of the time people don't really associate me with the song.
Got it.
They might know the song, but they're like, oh my God.
I didn't know that was you.
I didn't know that was you.
Yeah.
So for me, that's nice to be able, people can put a face to the name, but it's also a way to tell a story that I attached to that song, you know, because each song comes from an emotion or a memory or a story that was happening to me, and it sort of takes me back. So it's almost like a cathartic experience to sing my own music. But for me, all performance, because most of the work that I do is in the creative industry, but it's all about performance or it's surrounding performance. And for me, it's all fun. Like, I don't feel a difference. I don't have a favorite. As long as I'm getting to express myself and create things, then I'm very happy.
What's a crowd pleaser musically? What is going to be the thing that's on the set tonight that you know everyone's going to be going mad for, that they love? They love it.
Oh, my gosh. That's a difficult one. Look, everybody, I threw up a snippet of Careless Whisper the other day that we were busy with the band. We've got a really, really great saxophone player, Charles, and we were like, no, we got to do that song because he kills that, you know, that solo. He really kills it. So we had to pull that one in, and everybody loves George Michael. So, yeah, that's one of them. We've got some Luther. We've got some, even
I'm
some.
I'm there for the Luther.
Some James Ingram in there.
I'm also there for Ingram.
And I have a very, I've got a buddy that's accompanying me on the show. He's very graciously decided to back me up on some of the songs.
Who
and then he his name's Brandon Jonathan. He's very new in the industry. I met him about 15 years ago. He began singing in a boy band with Chad Simon, but then his life walked in a different path, and he's a family boy, and you know, he takes care of his kids, and yeah, he's a great guy. And a couple of months ago, he started posting videos of him singing, and I was like, yo, Brandon, you sound amazing.
Sure.
And then I just connected him with some people, and he's been doing shows. He's got another show this afternoon.
Unbelievable.
So it's like really great to see that part of his life blossoming. And then I said, bro, come and sing with me. So he's going to do a couple of songs with me.
Like duets or just...
Yeah, a couple of duets. So I'll do with him and then he'll do one or two on his own as well. So yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's Winter Warmers with Kino Lee. You can get tickets at Quicket.
Yeah.
Why can't I get it? 150 rondellas. Come on. Why not go? I'm going to go. And I'm going to pay for tickets as well because there was somebody messaging and said, do you get all your stuff for free, SJ? No, not all of it.